Oh, my goodness. I'm feeling really silly. That's why we asked Lauren Stafford to come in here.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You look all bright and happy today.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a change.
That's a great
change of pace.
Great new outfit. Haven't seen that before. You look good in paisley.
Oh, thank you. Well, thanks.
And that hat.
I thought I'd match the drapes.
That hat really sets it off.
Yeah, the hat. You and my hats. You're so fond
of
the hats.
Well,
I think I need to get you a matching hat.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'll look forward to that.
I think you could pull off a hat. You're a hat kind of guy.
I can probably pull off a hat just like that. You know?
Oh.
It's like a tip of the hat to you. But I'm not wearing
Listen,
one.
Listen, I'm the one telling the clean jokes here, right?
Okay.
Don't steal my day job.
Okay, sorry. don't want to steal your thunder.
My thunder, that's right. All right, so we have another joke from Pete. This time, not a Duke joke.
Uh-huh.
Just a regular joke.
Well, diversifying a little
bit. That's right. So it seems three university students, Sean from Elon, Michael from NC State, and Tim from Duke. Okay, maybe this is a Duke joke.
Probably going to end up being, yeah.
Passed away all at the same time. There's a theme to his jokes. I'm starting to pick this up.
He's an academic joke talker.
Yeah, exactly. Upon encountering the pearly gates, they were met by St. Peter himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he addressed the boys and said, "Lads, I'm here to welcome you to heaven, where you will spend eternity.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember one thing. When you go through these gates, don't step on any of the ducks, or you'll be punished for eternity." Sean from Elon went in first and was amazed to see that the entire landscape was encompassed by ducks.
Mm-hmm.
And try as he might, sure enough, he stepped on one.
Mm-hmm.
He was immediately joined by one of the homeliest co-eds he's ever laid eyes on. And she said, "Well, love, you stepped on a duck and now we're together for all time." And of course, the exact same thing happened to Michael from NC State. Only his companion was even more worse for wear.
Oh, God. I'm glad you're telling this joke, not me. Because I'd get in trouble for it.
I'm having to be very careful here. By this time, Tim, the Dookie, was absolutely terrified. And he gingerly managed to make it most of the way across the court without stepping on a single duck.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly, his arm was taken by a young lass. Tim looked over and beheld the most beautiful, graceful, blue-eyed woman he's ever seen in all his life. He gasped, "I don't understand it." The young beauty replied, "Well, I'm sure I don't either. I was walking along, minding my own business, when all of a sudden, I stepped on a duck."
Whack, whack.
That was quite a joke.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.